Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and I have a wonderful full studio with me here this morning. I have Ellen Frankenstein, Amanda Capitomino, and did I say that right?
Capitomino.
I knew I was going to mess it up. Capitomino and Bobby Pendleton, all here to talk about an upcoming event that we know and love, Sitka Tells Tales. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
So to start off with, Ellen, I'm going to go to you. Just for folks who may not be familiar, Sitka Tells Tales, what is this event? Who is telling these tales? Give us a nutshell of it.
Well, Sitka Tells Tales, there are many live storytelling events across the country, and this is our local one. We try to do like six of them a year, and people tell like 6-minute true stories to a theme. And we have an exciting collaborations with the Pathways Coalition. And we'll tell you more about storytellers because we have a storyteller in the room. But it's so fun to collaborate with people, the individuals and the organizations doing amazing work in town.
Yeah, and this is such a fun event to hear and learn a little bit more about your friends and neighbors, this other side of folks, other tales that fill out. You get a more complete picture on people with the tales they tell. It's really a fun thing to be a part of.
It's very fun, and it's really, I want to get to the core of this, but it's really fun to work with individuals because mm-hmm. we have these rehearsal gatherings and we get people together and you learn what the organizations are doing if we're collaborating, and you really get to know people in a different way, and the people working together get to know each other. Excellent. Anyway, on with the story.
Yeah, and so yeah, for the collaboration this time around, the collaboration is with the Pathways Coalition, which Amanda, you are a part of.
Yes, I am a member of the Pathways to a Safer Sitka Coalition. The coalition consists of a number of partners in the community that work collaboratively to build a healthy, respectful community. Four goals guide our work, one being engaging men and boys to reduce unhealthy outcomes such as suicide, violence, and substance use. This event is actually part of a larger campaign being put on by the coalition's male engagement work group. The messages of the campaign, which is called What It Means to Be a Ka'a, a Man, aim to counter some of the unhealthy messages that everyone really is getting about masculinity, but specifically boys and men.
Awesome. And this is a great mode to address that, is for men and boys to come hear stories from other men and boys. And as we were talking about before we came on air, of not only will there be men speaking for the storytelling event, but women as well. As you were saying, Amanda, everyone is impacted by these ideas of masculinity.
Yeah, definitely. It's not just boys and men, but everyone receives these messages, and non-male identifying folks also internalize those messages and expect men and boys to act a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Or women not to act a certain way. That certainly came up in our gathering last night.
Mm-hmm.
Right, definitely. And Bobby, you are going to be one of the storytellers coming up on Tuesday. And this isn't your first time as a storyteller either.
No, it's not. I was lucky enough to kind of link up with SAFE and what they're dealing with, the Pathways group. And there's like there's a male group that's starting to meet. And there was an opportunity to go to a trip to D.C. to a conference about masculinity and dealing with, you know, healthy masculinity and how to take this back to your community to, mm-hmm. you know, see change, be proactive in trying to show men and boys what the counter story is. So, you know, there's a certain story in our society about what a man's supposed to be, how we're supposed to act, and listening to people and coming in unbiasedly and having a group together to listen to where they're coming from and what they feel as a man. Mm-hmm. But also once we've done that and show them the counter story, show them that maybe that's actually not exactly it, or maybe they're going in the right path. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But to be there and listen. And I think men tend to close in. And I feel like in my story, that's part of that. I dealing with depression, learning how to learn self-growth and moving past that. I think it's going to be something I hope that some men or other people find inspiring, find a way to maybe help them in this story. Mm-hmm. I just want to be here to pour my cup into this community, and this is part of that reason and one of the things I want to do.
That's really awesome. And definitely for all the storytellers, definitely takes courage and to be open and vulnerable for people. And this is a really a beautiful way to do that with such hope for meaningful impact, that sharing a vulnerable part of yourself can hopefully encourage someone else to see it, acknowledge and care for the vulnerable part of themselves. That's pretty awesome to do. So this sounds like yours is maybe your tale is maybe a little more sensitive, a little more somber.
It's sensitive, but it's not completely somber. I think it could be really funny too a couple times throughout. I definitely I'm a little bit lighter on some stuff, so I don't think you're only going to cry. I think you can laugh too. Okay. And I think there's plenty of those and lots of really great stories actually.
Yeah, I mean, are we able to get kind of a preview of the types of stories we're hearing, since you said you did have a rehearsal, if you will, last night.
Which I actually love. I love having people over to the house and, you know, having them go over their ideas together and really workshop. And so we have a mother who raised two boys. We have a young woman who was raised by a single father. What else?
We have a man that's dealing with, you know, dance and expressing himself and breaking out of boxes, I think was another one for sure. And so I think we have a lot of variety, really, really. So I'm excited to see where it goes, you know, with this whole thing. And it's going to be great. The stories last night were amazing and super relatable and super funny. So it's not just, oh, I don't know these things. I'm a woman. I don't understand what this guy's talking about. Mm-hmm. I think it's relatable. Yeah, or someone in your life, at least.
Yeah, so. More than just an experience for those who are masculine presenting. It's human experience.
Mm-hmm. It's not a lecture series. Mm-hmm. We may have a statistics slip in, but
some people just really like statistics, and that's meaningful to share to people.
Yeah.
Is statistics.
Yeah,
we all know
true.
Those.
Yeah.
So for the event itself, it's coming up this coming Tuesday, December 16th, and the best part of it is it's a live event that people come see in person. So it's over at Harbor Mountain Brewing.
Yep. And there'll be donuts outside and La Katrina for food. And we know there's a lot going on in town, but we hope people will come. And again, it will re-air on the radio January 20th. But the live audience and the energy in the room. Mm-hmm. I mean, during COVID, and Bobby did a story during COVID, you just didn't hear those gasps when everyone in the room is quiet at the same time, or when people start laughing. It's the energy is awesome.
Yeah, that sense of community that you have from just being in the same space, picking up other people's energy and stuff. There's nothing like it. And I'd imagine as a, I guess I want to say presenter or performer.
Performer.
I guess it's kind of a crossover between the two.
Yeah.
It makes such a difference too when you have an audience there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little daunting because you have all those eyeballs staring at you, but it's also you feel that energy too of that rapport and support being given back.
Yeah, but I was just in a play, so I kind of got an idea of it. That was my first play, so I got an idea of like doing this and like exuding emotion in a good way, and also being able to have eyeballs on me, because so I'm excited to do it and excited to see people's reactions and trying to accept that. I think it can be nervous to say so much in a community you live in about yourself and who you are, and I bet that's for anybody that does tells tales, but I think especially for this one, and I think that's makes it more special, you know. That you're really actually going, this is who I am, or who I was, or who I became, or this is what I went through in life. And I think that's going to be really special.
Yeah. And I guess hopefully is people can see you as a more complete person of, it's not just what you present of like, I'm going to show you a little bit behind the curtain of this is what went into making this person you see. And ideally, I guess, start conversations that for folks who like, oh, shoot, I relate to that, too. Or ideally, maybe younger boys, if they're coming with friends or family who, might be able to see that, oh, this is someone I know and respect who is showing me something that isn't just, you know, what the media is pumping out at me, that I can, there's not just that one avenue, like you guys were saying.
And I want to give a quick shout out to all the tellers, and like what Bobby is saying, the vulnerability and what it takes to get up. I mean, when we wrangle tellers and ask people to be part of it, we know we're asking a lot of people. And so it's really appreciative. And I think when people hear each other's stories, it changes you. It changes the way you see them. It makes you think about whatever the topic is. And I think in this time where there's so much like negativity, I hate to say that, this is one stand against that. It's one kind of hopeful thing we can do.
Awesome. So before we go, I guess with Amanda, with this campaign going on of what it means to be a man, what it means to be Ka, is there a kind of a big fanfare event for it. Are there other things happening in town or other parts of this campaign that are ongoing?
Yeah, you'll find messages from the campaign on social media, in the newspaper, and at some businesses around town, including the Mean Queen, Beak Restaurant, Backdoor Cafe, and Fisheye Coffee. So shout out to those businesses for helping us disseminate some of these really important messages. You can also find information for the campaign and to learn more on sickapathways.org/male allies.
Awesome. Well, goodness, like I said, we're out of time this morning, but thank you all for coming in this morning to talk about the upcoming Boys Will Be Boys, Sitka Tells Tales, happening next Tuesday, December 16th from 7 to 8 p.m. at Harbor Mountain Brewing Company. Thanks you all for coming in this morning. Bobby, I'm looking forward to hearing your tale and those of others who will be up on stage sharing a part of themselves. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. It was a great interview.